Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will look at the impact that immigration to Scotland had on politics in the country. The political impact of immigration to Scotland covers five main issues during the 1800s and early 1900s. This is the rise of trade unions, new and changing political parties, pressure groups, voting and elections, and finally, the influence of Irish politics in Scotland. Irish immigrants played a major role in setting up trade unions. They either set up their own ones, or they would join existing groups to help them grow. One good example is the Glasgow Cotton Spinners Association, which was led by Irishmen trying to improve working conditions in Glasgow mills, but obviously having an impact then on the rest of the country, and workers regardless of their background. The Irish also played a role in different political parties. At first, at least, the Irish in Scotland would support the Liberal Party. This was because they promised to give Ireland home rule. However, some Irishmen became involved with the new Scottish Labour Party, including people such as John Wheatley. By giving it their support, they helped the Labour Party become a prominent power in Scottish politics. Immigrants also played a role in different pressure groups being organisations that try to influence government or employers to take certain actions. The Irish in particular were involved in many political campaigns. During the 1800s and early 1900s, Britain was not a democracy. For instance, very few men had the vote in the 1800s and no women whatsoever. As a result, many of the immigrants, particularly Irish, joined groups such as the Chartists that campaigned to change this. They would campaign by taking part in protests, rallies, and other actions as well. Immigrants also had an impact on voting. Like the Scots, most Irish people could not vote until 1918. Before 1918 in Britain, only two-thirds of men had the right to vote and no women. However, those people that did have the vote often supported the Liberal Party. However, over time, eventually the Scottish Labour Party became the party that was most likely to receive immigrant votes and the votes of the working class. Irish politics also began to seep into Scotland. The high number of Irish immigrants led to these issues being relevant. There were numerous Sinn Féin clubs set up across the west of Scotland, Sinn Féin being an organisation that supports Irish independence, whilst Orange Lodges were also opened up in different parts of Scotland, but particularly in the west. Orange Lodges are Protestant clubs that support a strong Great Britain and also want Ireland to stay part of this.